Well, would that have, would that first piece have like a skin or rind or something on it? Is that what it was?
All of it had rind on it. The first piece, it had rind on the bottom, but the sides didn't have rind, you see. Just the rind would be on one side of it.
Oh, so it wasn't all over it?
No, rind on bacon is just on one side. And the edges, all four of the edges in the top wouldn't be any rind, you see. And if you wanted to, we used to eat it rind and all. What I mean, slice it rind and all. A lot of people like bacon rind. You know, like to eat it. You fried crisp, you would chew it up. If you had good teeth, you'd chew it, it's good. But a lot of times, you'd slice the rind off. And now it's all, you don't buy no bacon now with rind on it, I don't think. I don't think you ever get rind on it now.
Well, if you bought some kind of meat, like beef or something, or if you had some beef, and you kept it too long, what would it do? Would you say it was rancid or what?
It'd just ruin. You'd just say sport. That's what you say, sport.
Well, you know, you tell me the other day, first day I was here, I think about hog head cheese.
Yeah.
Well, did you make anything out of the liver?
Yeah, my wife used to make some of the best liver, heart, and light stews that you ever seen. When we'd kill hogs, she'd take that liver and the lights and the heart, she'd put them all up together and put the seasoning and stuff the stuff that she wanted in them and put in the boiler and boil it, and it is a good dish. Liver and light stew. And of course, she'd put the heart in it too a lot of times.
Did you ever grind it up though and cook it like that after grinding it up?
No, most of the time she just cut it up into giblets.
What about the blood? What'd you do with the blood?
Nothing. Just let it go. The dogs eat if they wanted to, just let it go. We didn't have food, but now we had a neighbor down here, a German lady one time. She used to make blood pies or something. I don't know what she called it, but she never did get me to sample none of it. But she used blood.
She kept
that blood and make something out of it.
Well, what did you do, like, you know, when you made the hogshead cheese? You told me you pressed it down there.
That was just to make it firm and press the grease out of it. It is inclined to be pretty greasy because it's made out of fat, lean, and all, you know. And you'd put it in they wanted to put it in some kind of a stone container or galvanized, something. They didn't put it in tin or nothing like that, you see. And because it had a lot of seasoning. They put lots of seasoning in that hog head cheese. We called it souse. And they'd put a presser on it and press it for a few days till it got good and firm. And the grease would press out of it, like, you see. And then you could just slice it like cheese. Mm. Just slice it in slice and put it between your light bread or crackers or any way you want to use it, you know. Make sandwiches out of it. It is delicious. It's a meal out there. You can make a meal off of it.
Well, did you ever, like, take the juice out of that and stir it up with cornmeal, maybe a little hog meat or something, you know, and cook it like that?
I don't think so. I don't think we ever did.
Well, what about you said the meat would get sort of rancid. Well, did the butter do that?
Yeah, butter will get old. It'll get old.
What does it taste like?
It just tastes bad. It just tastes kind of sour-like. It's just kind of, it got kind of a sour taste. Of course, it's not so bad to get old since we've got good refrigeration, you know, but used to get pretty bad to get old when we didn't have refrigeration, you know. We went through a lot of our life with no refrigeration at all, you know, not even an ice box to even keep ice in. When we first married, you see, we didn't have a thing in the world to keep anything with. And then we finally got a little bitty old box that hold about 50 pounds of ice, you know, up in the top, and you put a little stuff down the bottom.
I bet you were glad to get that.
Yeah, we were glad to get that. Of course, about 13 miles from town, and we couldn't keep ice at the time, you know. We'd have to take a big old quilt and wrap the ice up in, bring it out, and it wouldn't last till somebody go to town to get some more, you know, a lot of the time. We was out a whole lot of the time. And then we got a gasoline, refrigerator, you know, which that is all right. That's pretty good, and then went to electricity, you know. But we've come a long ways as far as refrigeration is concerned since we first married.